This is Rhema for today.
You know, you don't hear too much preaching, teaching about the tongue. But can you see how important it is? Life and death are in the power of the tongue, the Bible teaches us, other scriptures. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body. Amen. It defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Having mercy one of another. Awful easy to be hard on the other fellow, you know. But then if you get caught, amen. Having mercy, compassion one another, love. As brethren, Arthur Martin said, loving to the brethren. Loving to the brethren. Be pitiful, be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil. Think about that, evil for evil. No. Or railing for railing. But contrariwise, blessing. Amen. They rail on you, evil to you, you're a blessing to them. What can I do to bless them? Pray for them, one thing. Glory to God. The Bible said, do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. But do good to all of them. What good could I do? Somebody's done you bad, think, what good could I do? How could I help them? Be a blessing to them. Now why? Because you see, ye are thereunto called that you should inherit a blessing. Well, now just what blessing is it that we are to inherit? Number of, this is one of them right here. For he that would love life, inherit the blessing of life. Inherit the blessing of seeing good days. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Let him refrain his tongue. Did you ever notice that loving life and seeing good days has so much to do with the tongue? Huh? Go back there to Proverbs again. Go through there and read everything said about mouth, tongue, voice, and so on. It's amazing, isn't it? Power of life and death in the tongue. Think about it. He that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. See, not rendering evil for evil. Somebody does you bad, somebody talks about you. If you're not careful, your tongue won't talk about them. Isn't that smart, Alec? Tell you one thing, I'm going to get them told. Huh? I'm not going to let that buzzard get by with that. Now, he can talk about others if he wants to, but he's not going to talk about me. I'll tell you that right now. Well, go ahead and stay sick then. Come on. Don't shout me down now, just because I'm preaching real good. Let him refrain his tongue from evil, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing. And his lips. Notice tongue and lips. Seem like that tongue and lips get you in trouble more than anything else. Amen. You know, James said something about the tongue back over here, didn't he? You notice that? Look here in James, the first chapter. You don't have to turn back far because you're right there in 1 Peter. James, the first chapter, 26th verse. If any man, and that means woman too, you understand. Man means mankind, both male and female. Among you seem to be religious. They had them then. Just like we got them now. Seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue. What does it mean, bridleth not his tongue? Put a bridle on his tongue. Now see, they got that. We don't know so much about that today, unless you're, you know, old as I am. Some of you young folks don't know a thing in the world about putting a bridle on a horse. You know why they do? That bridle has got a bit that fits here in their mouth. Then they can turn him whichever way they want to, you see. Without that bridle, it's a difficult thing. Bridleth his tongue, now notice, but deceiveth his own heart. If you don't bridle your tongue, you've deceived your own heart. We got a lot of self-deceived people. This man's religion is vain. What man's religion is vain? The man, that means a man or woman doesn't bridle their tongue. Now, look over here into the third chapter of James. He seems to pick up on that thought again. You know, of course, he didn't write a letter in chapter and verses. See, what I like about prayer school here, we're not on television. We can just go into detail. I just hit high spots and went on. But we can take time because we're going to be here tomorrow. Amen? Amen. And go just any direction the Holy Ghost leads us. Amen. And this is right in line with what we're talking about. Amen. All right, now notice what he said. Notice the second verse of the third chapter, James. For in many things we offend all. But we do. That's the reason he said, that's the reason Peter says, be compassionate or have mercy one to another. For in many things we offend all. You wouldn't need any mercy as long as you're doing all right. You can get by on justice. But we need mercy usually better more than we do justice. Amen. Amen. For in many things we offend all. That is, all of us offend. If any man, you understand that means woman too, offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. I don't know any perfect men. And able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us. And we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet they're turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue. You know, you don't hear too much preaching, teaching about the tongue. But can you see how important it is? Life and death are in the power of the tongue, the Bible teaches us, and other scriptures. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body. Amen. It defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. You can't do it by yourself. But thank God we've got the Holy Ghost living on the inside of us. It's an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Deadly poison will kill you. Tongue is full of deadly poison. It don't only kill you, it'll kill others. Has that been in the Bible all the time? With that in mind now, with that commentary, let's go back over here again. Finally, 8th verse of the 3rd chapter, 1 Peter. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion, mercy on one another, one of another. Love, loving, the margin said, loving to one another.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Staying Positive in a Negative World. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, You Can Have Success. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, New Seasons. Last is Reverend Lynette Hagin's book entitled, God's Peace. Experience it all the time. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Living Faith Conference is coming up. Madison, Alabama, October the 5th through the 7th, Sunday through Tuesday. We're going to be at Cornerstone Word of Life, Pastors Mark and Rhonda Garver.
Then we're going to switch over to Ridgely, Tennessee at the Abundant Life Church, Pastor Tammy Gray there.
Yes.
And that's be October 8th through 10th, Wednesday through Friday. Hey, if you want to know anything about our traveling schedule, our Living Faith conferences, just go to rhema.org/LFC, and you can find all the information there. And hey, we'd be glad for you to come out and see us. And if you happen to watch this television broadcast, Let us know that you're with us.
Yes.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.